Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
I don't enjoy dating anymore. I can't seem to find anyone I have anything in common with.
Don't feel discouraged. Be patient. As you are so distinguished, you will definitely find the person who is right for you.
To tell you the truth, I'm tired of being alone. I hope to find my Mrs. Wright. What should I do?
Do you believe in internet matchmaking service?
That's really a new walk of life. What is it exactly?
It helps match up singles the world over and helps find the man and woman of their dreams.
Oh, it must be to the taste of a certain group of people.
The advertisement said Dream Dates has matched up thousands of singles the world over.
Unbelievable. They must be exaggerating the figure.
Look at the way they manage their business. They collect applicants' photos and give the applicants questionnaires to fill out as to what type of character they are.
I don't believe several questions can decide the type of person you are. People's characters are complicated and keep changing all the time.
Anyway, it seems that things work well this way. The information and specifications will be entered in a large computer database.
A computer to decide your best date? That's really ridiculous.
Look, it promises. Dream Dates provides expert dating service and a place for singles to meet. We'll introduce you to the person uniquely qualified to be your partner.
Sheer slogans, not reliable.
It says you can enroll in a free trial membership.
I won't do it even if they pay me for that.
Well, we don't have to believe this. Maybe I can tell John and see whether he'd like to try it. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. Why is the man so depressed?
What does the man think ridiculous?
21. What's the woman's attitude toward the net matchmaking service?